Monday, the 18th of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. We're in this interesting season of November. All sorts of things going on at the moment. We're coming towards the end of the year, we're writing exams, but it's also November when we remember those who we love, who may have died. And I thought before we allow the whole month to go past, we should maybe spend a little bit of time remembering those whom we love who have died. When I was a child, I can remember I had two people I loved a great deal who both died in the same year. My grandfather, whom I loved very much, and one of my close friends at school, who was, she was a little girl who got cancer and who died quite quickly. And they both died when I was in grade two. And I can remember for a long time after that, every single year, when it came to November, I would remember those two special people, my grandfather and my friend. And even now, and I'm now quite an old lady, actually, I still remember my grandfather and my friend and all the other people who have died since in my life. I try to remember them all when it's November. I find it very helpful to write their names down. And you might like to do that too. If you have the names of some people whom you love who have died, you know of who have died, and you want to pray for them, I find it a very helpful exercise to write their names down in my journal and to light a little candle and to say a prayer for them. And I also like to imagine that they are praying for me. And that's what we believe as Christians. We believe that those whom we love who die in Christ are part of the communion of saints, part of, elsewhere in Scripture, they get described as the great cloud of witness, those who are before God and with God praying for us, and they remember us. When I grew a bit older, I've had two friends in particular who knew they were dying for a long time before they died. So unlike my little friend when I was at school, my little friend who died of cancer, we all thought she had a cold. We thought she had a bad cold, and it turned out that she had cancer of the lung, and she died very, very quickly. And nobody realized she was so sick until she had died. But these two friends were older women. They were both in their 60s, and they both also had cancer, but they knew they were going to die for a long time. And it's interesting, both of them said to me, "Frances, when I die, I will be praying for you and for all of my family and the people I love." And I found that such an interesting thing for someone to say. And I trust that that is what they have done, that they are with God and they pray for me now as they promised they would, even though I can't speak to them anymore and I can't give them a hug, which is sad. And I was sad with all the people I love who've died. It is a sad thing. But I trust that they are with Christ. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says to the disciples, "Do not be afraid." And he says to them, "You trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms, and I go to prepare a place for you." Isn't that beautiful? I love that idea that Jesus says to his disciples before he dies, "Don't be afraid." So that's the night before he dies, is when he says this. "Don't be afraid. Trust in God and trust also in Christ." And then he says, "In my Father's house there are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you." I like to think about the place that Jesus prepares for you and for me and for all the people we love. A place where we can feel safe and loved, where we can see those people we love, like my friend and my grandfather, both my grandfathers at this point. My other grandfather died, but I was already a grown-up. We can see them again. We can be hugged by them again. We can know their love. And in the meantime, we know they are with Christ and they are praying for us. So let's just take a moment now to pray Lord, help us to trust in you. Help us to trust that those who we love, who have died, are with you, and that they are still concerned for us and praying for us. Help us to trust that you hold all of us, living and dead, in the palm of your hand. You hold us in your heart. Console us when we are sad. And give us hope that we will see those whom we love and have lost when we too come to your kingdom. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.